Welcome to Seniors Matter with Julien Bubeck and Dr. Harvey Cohen. Unfortunately, Julien is unable to be here today due to an illness, and we wish her well and hope to see her back next week. Seniors Matter is a program dedicated to senior issues sponsored by Upland Rehabilitation and Care Center, who offers a full range of rehabilitation services. And we're fortunate enough again today to have our special host, Dr. Harvey Cohen, who is board certified in internal medicine and geriatrics. And we have special guests today that are going to help us talk about falls and fall prevention. And our guests today are from the Family's Choice Home Care. And we have the distinct pleasure of having the president and CEO, Ken Ingram, from Family's Choice Home Care, and Tim Ingram, the director, sales, and business development expert at Family's Choice Home Care. Gentlemen, thank you for joining us, and Dr. Harvey Cohen, thank you for being here.
Well, thank you, Dan, and it's always enjoyable to be here. And today we're really fortunate to have two folk from the Family Choice Home Care. And before we start the program, you know, I was just speaking to you guys before. Very nice to see, you know, it's a father and son team. What to being together, you know, and really cool. I really think that's nice thing. Either it'll go up or it'll go down.
We're hoping it'll go up.
Yeah, it'll go up. Yeah. Well, today, what we're going to be speaking about is falls. A fall is a really, really big deal. And we've spoken on the program before about falls. And not infrequently, fall is one of the terminal events that can occur. Because when somebody falls, they usually hurt themselves. And when they hurt themselves, it causes a whole array of problems. A whole array of problems. And starts a cascade of events that could lead to a terminal event. We're going to be speaking about some of the causes of falls to start with. Some of the causes. Can you tell us some of the causes, the obvious causes of a fall? Why don't we start with you, Tim?
Well, one of the big causes is when seniors get their medications, their prescription medications, they likely have 4, 5, 6, if not more, medications at any one time. And more often than not, it's from more than one pharmacist. So something that we recommend, because oftentimes if they're from different pharmacists, they aren't aware of maybe the interactions that these medications are having with one another. So we recommend that you go, you know, get all your medications, all your vitamins, all your supplements, take them to one pharmacist, and just ask them if, you know, someone was taking all these things all at one time, what would happen? Is it safe to have all these medications at one time? And are there any interactions that could cause any sort of side effect that could potentially lead to a fall?
Yeah, so polypharmacy, we call that, is a really big deal, and I would agree with you totally, because sometimes one drug and affecting the other drug, and the drug by itself can cause drops in blood pressure, especially when they stand up, a slowing of the heart rate, more confusion. All these things can give rise to increased fall. Anything else besides that, Ken?
Well, one of the things, you know, this thing that we call it a brown bag review. You put all your
brown bag in. Review.
Brown bag review.
But what happens if they come in with a white bag? You don't review it?
Well,
just, it has to be a brown bag review?
No, it's just
a brown bag review.
Catch-all phrase.
I get you.
But one of the important things is to also include all your over-the-counter medicines. Anything you take that's non-prescription does potentially interact with prescription medicines, you know, vitamins, high doses of vitamins. And those, of course, even if you do have one doctor and one pharmacist, wouldn't necessarily be aware of all those additional things you're taking.
And that brown bag review, I agree totally. And we do that very frequently. And we call it the technical term. We reconcile the medications to make sure what we think you're on, you're actually on, and you're really taking it. So that's very important. And it's very important to do it almost each visit when you see the doctor, because things change, especially when you see so many docs, and one is doing one thing and one is doing the other.
Well, we frequently find our clients when they're discharged after a brief stay at either a hospital or a skilled nursing center, they come home with medications that they haven't been taking in the past, and they're prescribed by doctors and aren't aware fully of the medications they've been taking. And they say, well, don't take this. You need to take this now. And so it's important to go back to your primary doctor and say, look, this is what the discharging doctor has instructed me to take.
Okay, so
what do I do?
We've torn together polypharmacy, let's go on to the next reason people fall besides polypharmacy. What other causes are there for falling?
One of the big ones is also, oftentimes seniors think if they just stay in one spot all day, you know, they just sit down on their couch or, you know, just stay stationary, that they're more, there's a less risk of falling. But the exact opposite is true. The more you're stationary, the more you, you know, just become sedimentary, if you will, the more you lose your muscle mass, any sort of muscle tone that you may have. So when you do eventually have to get up, whether it's to go to the bathroom, fix yourself a meal, do take care of any other business, your muscle has lost its mass, so you're more at risk to fall. Sure, you're moving around and walking less, but when you are doing that, you are more at risk of fall because you've let your physical well-being kind of go down a little bit.
You know, I would agree with you totally. Yeah. I think it's more like if you don't use it, you lose it.
That's correct.
And when you don't use it, you become deconditioned,
mm-hmm.
and you have poor endurance, and therefore when you're getting up, you're not as stable as you were before when you're walking around, and that can give rise to an unstable gait when they're walking, and next thing you know, they're falling.
It's a bit counterintuitive, really.
Mm-hmm.
You know, when to the average person, if I just sit here all day, of course, I'm not walking around, I'm not going to fall. But as I said, the more you do that, the more likely you are going to fall when you do eventually get up.
Yeah, I agree with you totally. And also by walking, you help to decrease the blood sugar, number one.
Mm-hmm.
You help to decrease your cholesterol, maintain weight. So, I mean, it's very important. It's really actually also anti-Alzheimer's. The more people walk around, the more people I get around and I get out and ambulate, they decreases the chance of getting Alzheimer's disease and dementia. You were going to say something?
Well, no, I was going to say there's a long list of things that contribute, obviously. Gait, you know, you mentioned gait. 30% of all falls are attributed to, you know, a problem with gait.
And gait will mean just the walking.
You're right? Walking and, mm-hmm. and your steadiness while you're walking, mm-hmm. and also balance and dizziness.
Mm-hmm.
And that's, again, where medicines come into play. You know, some of the side effects of medicines can cause dizziness. And it's this big, vicious cycle. I mean, one thing does have an impact on another, and you can't just focus on any one contributing factor. There's many, and you have to be aware of them all.
Mm-hmm.
Vision also plays a major role. As we age, our depth perception changes.
Mm-hmm.
And whether, you know, you step from inside your house to outside, and there's this maybe 1-inch, 2-inch little drop. When you're much younger, your vision's able to percept a 2-inch change. When you're older, you lose that depth perception, and what appears to be a flat surface is really a 2-inch or a 3-inch drop, and you stumble, you fall.
So I think a very important thing is that people – well, you know what? During the second half, we'll speak about the things to prevent this. I was going to speak about something to prevent it. No, hearing is very important. I want you – hearing is extremely important to try to prevent falls. Because if you try to walk and put your fingers over your ears and walk, you'll see how it feels. It doesn't feel right when you're walking, you know. So hearing has a direct effect on falls. The more people can hear, the more chance they're going to be having a fall. So those things correlate together, and we know that about because of the research. So the senses that we have are very important, and you said correctly, I mean, about the eyesight, very important, you know, but the hearing also plays a big role. And when you have diabetics, they have neuropathy.
Yeah, I was just going to talk about that.
Tell us about that.
You know, you talked about the senses, and the sense of touch, if you will, is something that neuropathy affects. And it's not just diabetics. I myself am a cancer survivor, and one of the agents that I was on while being treated left me with peripheral neuropathy. It was a side effect of one of the chemical agents. And my fingertips, my feet, I can't feel like I used to. So when you step, you know, I can't sense that I'm on a threshold, or, you know, it's a very big factor. And you also lose the strength in your extremities. That contributes to falls.
Most certainly. And neuropathy, you know, the most common cause of peripheral neuropathy is diabetes,
mm-hmm.
and alcohol. Those are the two major alcohol abuse, two major sources of peripheral neuropathy, but there are so many sources, and chemo is one of the unfortunate side effects of some chemos that also cause neuropathy. Mm-hmm. How does the joints affect patients? Say if they have a joint problem, a hip or a knee problem, and falls.
Well, of course, a major side effect of falls is you potentially damage your knee or hip mm-hmm. even further.
But say before the fall.
But before the fall, mm-hmm. if you don't have full range of movement in your hips and your knees, then your gait changes. Now we're back to gait, and you're less steady, and you're more susceptible to falling.
Most certainly. So would you agree?
I would. And again, when you have knee or hip issues, and you start to feel yourself stumbling, you don't really have the range of motion to be able to correct yourself and prevent the fall.
Yeah, so people that have this osteoarthritis of the hip, of the knees, especially of those two joints, they're more prone to have falls because, as you said so well, you know, they don't have the wherewithal to correct. If, you know, normally if we feel we're going to slip, we correct it very quickly before mm-hmm. we fall. And I think it's very important. We have, you can go online, and I have in my office a checklist of falls, a checklist for home safety. And that will lead us into the next part of the show as to what is it that your organization does and what can you do to help people to prevent that fall, because fall is such a dangerous, serious problem that could end the life of someone. So again, I want to thank you for coming by today, and we'll wait until we're back in a few moments.
And this is Seniors Matter with Dr. Harvey Cohen, brought to you by Upland Rehabilitation and Care Center. Dr. Cohen is talking with our special guest today, Ken Ingram, CEO of Families Choice Healthcare, and Tim Ingram, the Director, Sales and Business Development at Families Choice Home Care. We'll talk about fall prevention right after this. Are you looking for intense and thorough physical therapy for your elderly parent? Do you want to ensure an environment that provides 24-hour care with physicians on call and caring staff that enhances your loved one's health, safety, and transition back home? Let Upland Rehabilitation and Care Center be your answer. Located across the street from the Great San Antonio Community Hospital in Upland, Upland Rehab provides premier skilled nursing and subacute services. You can rest easy knowing that your parent or loved one is in the caring, able hands of their fabulous nurses and physical therapy staff. Because Upland Rehabilitation and Care Center's nurses and therapists are in-house, they know your loved one and therefore provide exceptional post-surgical services, including fine dining and help with bathing, grooming, and dressing. Please stop by today for a quick tour and meet the Upland Rehabilitation and Care Center's friendly staff. Experience the Upland difference. At Upland Rehab, you will find their family nurturing yours. You're invited to visit today. Call Upland Rehabilitation and Care Center at 909-985-1903. That's 909-985-1903. Or take a virtual tour online at uplandcare.com.
AM 590, The Answer.
Welcome back to Seniors Matter with our special host, Dr. Harvey Cohen, from Cohen Medical Center, and our special guest today, Ken Ingram, the CEO of Family Choice Healthcare, and Tim Ingram, the Director, Sales and Business Development at Family Choice Home Care. Gentlemen, back to you.
Well, thank you again, Dan. You always do the job so well, so Julene has to be careful.
She does a wonderful job.
We may take over her job. I mean, doing it so well. But you're not as pretty as she is. So.
Oh, not even close.
No, I know that. I know that. Well, anyway, we spoke about some of the causes of falls. And now I'd like to just find out, you know, what can we do to actually prevent that? And what does your organization do? Number one, how long has it been around your organization?
Our organization, we formed a year ago. We've been in business now for about a year.
A year ago, I see. And how many people are involved in your organization?
Well, in addition to us, my wife, his mother.
Family-owned and operated, of course.
Family-owned and operated. She's also involved. And then we have a number of caregivers that actually go out into our clients' homes and provide care ranging anywhere from companion care all the way up to personal care, incontinent care. Care for individuals with Alzheimer's, dementia, Parkinson's, mm-hmm. people that need help with their activities of daily living. They just need a little extra help to make it through the day and to avoid having to give up their home and possibly move into skilled nursing or assisted living. You know, people have lived in their homes for, you know, once you hit 70, 80, sometimes they've lived in their homes 30, 40, 50 years, and they don't want to give up their home. They want to stay.
Sure. And tell me, how do you choose people for your organization, these caregivers? Because I've had patients coming in, and they've said, somebody came into the house, and they stole from them, and those kinds of things. So they're afraid of mm-hmm. these kinds, like your kind of an organization, that, you know, how do you choose the right people?
Well, for us, that's a very important part of providing care. I don't want to put anybody into a home that I wouldn't want to put in and care for my own parents. We do a thorough background check, criminal check, drug screening. And for us, our agency hires these people. So they're our employees. They're covered with workers' compensation. They're bonded. So should anything happen in the home, the burden falls on us, not on our client.
I'm really impressed. I mean, I don't think I've ever had any home organization like you have that was actually owned and operated by the entire family.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I think that says a lot, you know?
Well, again, our roots kind of started with a lack of knowledge that we had when my mom was aging. And in trying to learn about the resources out there, I became aware of this kind of burgeoning industry. And as we get more and more seniors, you know, there's estimates of anywhere from 8,000 to 10,000 people turning 65 a day. The population.
That's good for my practice. Well, we want to keep that going.
Good for us too.
Yeah, it's good for us too.
Yeah, I see.
But that's projected to continue to grow for the next couple decades, and there's a real need out there. And mm-hmm. so that's, you know, we saw it as a void and a niche that needed to be filled. But in addition to just home care services, we are, if you haven't gathered, kind of passionate about fall prevention and education. Mm-hmm. And we do. We go out and we speak to seniors and civic groups about fall prevention, what contributes to a fall, and what can be done to prevent a fall.
So tell us that. That's a good segue. So, Tim, tell us some of the things that can prevent a fall.
Well, one of the most basic ways to go about taking those precautions is just having basic safety equipment, whether it be in the tub, having adhesive, non-slip adhesives on the bottom of the tub, or having a bath chair so you don't have to be standing up the whole time, or have a handheld shower. In addition to that, it could be having proper lighting in places that typically are dim, whether that be hallways or bathrooms, having handrails put in if they're not there, especially if you live in an older home, stairwells may not have proper handrails. So just adding in simple things like that can go a long way in preventing a fall. In addition to that, on stairs, for example, stairwells are, again, one of those places that are typically not very well lit in terms of the house as a whole. So we suggest putting some neon colored tape on the edge of each stair. So even if there is dim light, it can catch what little light there is, and it allows you to better see where you're going. You can see where the edge of each stair is, so you can better judge where you should be stepping. And just little things like that, whether that be the adhesives on the tub mat, the little strips on the stairs, they all combined go a long way to take those extra precautions to prevent a fall.
How about the throw rugs?
Throw rugs as well, yes. So a lot of seniors, they like little decorative pieces like throw rugs, for example. So if it is a hazard, the first thing we recommend is just tape it down. Now, it's a lot easier, it's a lot harder to trip over and kick it if it's, you know, really tacked down. But if that's still an issue, you know, it's still a fall hazard, and if you really want to, keep your throw rug, tack it up on the wall. You know, it's going to be a lot harder to fall over your rug when it's tacked up on the wall. So that's something that we suggest as well. Either tack it down on the floor with tape or just stick it up on the wall if you really want to still hold on to it.
Anything else? How about using equipment like walkers and canes and tripod canes?
There's a lot of devices that help. Actually, mm-hmm. Canes... We recommend a quad cane. That's those little four-legged canes. They're a lot more stable than the traditional.
Yeah, if I could interrupt, you know, my I have a peeve about that. In that, I think, you know, canes are sold and you can just buy a cane. You know, canes are very special adaptive instruments, And you have to have the right kind of cane, mm-hmm. the size of the cane, the height of the cane, and also how does the patient use the cane? Is the cane being used for balance or to offset weight? Which arm should they carry it in? Which hand, the right or the left? The hand opposite? It should really be if it's to get weight off a joint because they had a hip problem or the knee problem. You always put it in the opposite hand to take off weight from that joint, okay? Well, and how often should they be using that cane? I mean, all the time or sometime? I mean, they need instruction before they go out to get a cane. And should they have that little cane like you were speaking about? You know, should they have a quad cane, a tripod cane? I mean, very complicated, a cane. And I think, you know, and also a walker. How do you use the walker? Should it be two-wheel walker, four-wheel? I mean, and how do you use it?
Also the height.
And the height of
we
it.
We see people all the time that they're mm-hmm. either way too high mm-hmm. and they're ending up hunching over or too low and you're still hunching over. There's a proper height.
So I think it's very important. It's very important that these people get an evaluation from a PT person, physical therapist person, probably an occupational person mm-hmm. who will look at occupational needs. Can the patient dress themselves? Can't they dress themselves? All these adaptive devices, you can't just go out in the store and buy it because you get yourself into big trouble.
Mm-hmm. Yes, you can.
You know, a big trouble. And I see this happening frequently. Anything else about the home?
Another big precaution that we recommend seniors take is upon falling, one of the two biggest injuries, henchmen, if you will, is hypothermia and
dehydration.
So in all the major rooms in the home, whether that be the family room, living room, kitchen, bathroom, bedroom, in each room of the home, have a blanket and a bottle of water in a bag, you know, put it
in some wine.
There you go. That too. That can keep you warm.
And some schnapps.
But keep that in a bag.
I was only joking.
But just keep that either, you know, behind or in a low cupboard in the kitchen or behind a piece of furniture. So that way it's not, you know, it's not intrusive into the room. But should you fall, it's in a low accessible area. And in addition to that, you know, that way if you do fall, you have water to keep yourself hydrated. You have the blanket to keep yourself warm. But there's also alert systems that you can use. We do actually have an agreement with a company called Alert One, and they're one of they have a wider range of devices that you can use. They even have a GPS systems built in now. And I know in the past, the big GPS systems were, you know, they're a relatively large pendant, and beyond that, there's a large device you had to carry around with you. But so, even nowadays, most devices are mainly home-based. So if you're if you're beyond 300 feet of your home or of that core device, it's not much you can do.
Yeah, and it's very important for them to wear those things. It's important that they keep them on.
Right, and a feature of some of them, these pendants that you wear, and you see seniors with them all the time, recent technology within the last year or two is that they have fall detection built in. Mm-hmm. And so should you fall and be injured and maybe you can't reach your button, the device is aware of your fall, and if you don't respond within a given amount of time, it automatically sends out a call to the center, and if they can't reach you, they will dispatch emergency personnel.
Very, very important, because this TV commercial, I'm full and I can't get up.
Right.
It is so true. And mm-hmm. besides the dehydration and changes in the body temperature, one of the things that happens is when you lie there for long periods of time, you get the breakdown of the skin. Mm-hmm. And next thing you know, you get a pressure ulcer that occurs.
Right.
And I've seen that, you know, over the years. And it's really, really bad, you know. And so anyway, with that being said, we're running out of time.
Oh.
And I give you back to Dan now. But thank you guys for coming.
Well, thank
pleasure.
You for having
thank
me.
You. And
thank
like
you.
I say, our father and son, I think, and a mom. And I think that's cool.
Thank
I think
you.
That's cool.
Thank you.
Well, thank you, Dr. Cohen, for another excellent radio program on our Seniors Matter show. And we want to thank our special guests again from Family's Choice Home Care, the president and CEO, Ken Ingram, and director of sales and business development, Tim Ingram. Now, you can learn more about Family's Choice Home Care on the internet at familieschoicehomecare.com or call them on the telephone at 909-303-9377. And thanks to our sponsor, Upland Rehabilitation and Care Center. You can reach them on the internet at uplandcare.com or by phone at 909-985-1903 or like them on Facebook. Now, if you'd like to get in touch with Dr. Cohen, you can reach him at cohenmedicalcenter.com. That's cohenmedicalcenter.com or by phone at 909-987-2528. Now, Julene will be back again with us next Saturday for Seniors Matter at 10:30 a.m.